because Krishna wanted Bhishma to get that credit of speaking the highest truth to pacify the heart of Yudhisthira. And also, Bhishma, who was laying in a bed of arrows, from his neck to his feet, you couldn't put your finger between two arrows. There were so many arrows. And what a Vaishnava Bhishma was. He was such a powerful warrior that when Duryodhana incited him to really put his heart and soul into the fighting, because previously he was actually in his heart on the Pandava side. But due to the inconceivable arrangement of Krishna to teach the world another lesson, he was on the side of the Kurus. Here is a Mahajan fighting for the enemies of the devotees. Of course, from the external perspective, it is said because Bhishma was honorable, he could not be the king because he made that vow just to honor his father, that he would never take the throne and he would never marry or have children who could take the throne. So ultimately, he was watching as Duryodhana was persecuting and trying to destroy the Pandavas. And actually, Bhishma and Vidura were always advising Dhritarashtra not to follow his son, because he was going to cause the ruination of everything. But Dhritarashtra was so sentimentally attached to his son. In fact, sometimes when Dhritarashtra would become a little soft toward the Pandavas, Duryodhana would threaten to kill himself if his father didn't strongly stand with him. And Dhritarashtra was just not only physically blind, but he was spiritually blinded by his affection for this son. But Vidura and Bhishma, and sometimes Drona also, they would be giving him good advice, but he couldn't follow. And sometimes they would chastise Duryodhana, but he couldn't hear anything. This is the nature of the false ego. Even the best advice from the best well-wishers, we cannot hear, because we're clouded over by obsessions. Came to the point where Vidura, the younger brother of Dhritarashtra, he was telling his brother that stop being influenced by your son. He is envy personified, offense personified. Everything will be destroyed if you follow him. And Duryodhana heard that, outraged. He banished Vidura from his home, from his family, and from the kingdom. And Dhritarashtra didn't say a word. He let it happen. But still, Duryodhana was the king, and from the perspective of mundane dharma, it's the duty of everyone to support the king. Duryodhana was maintaining Bhishma, and Duryodhana asked him to be the commander-in-chief, so Bhishma had to do it. But actually, he didn't have to do it. According to Srila Prabhupada, he was just so surrendered to Krishna. He knew that the Pandavas would win and the Kurus would die. Why? Because he knew that Krishna was on the side of the Pandavas. But Krishna had a plan just to show even the greatest person in the world is going to be defeated if he's on the wrong, if he's against Dharma. If he's not on the side of God. So during the war, Duryodhana, he really started criticizing Bhishma so bad because he was sentimental toward the Pandavas. So Bhishma said, okay, tomorrow I'm really going to fight. And he did. He was like a cyclone. Nothing could stand before him. He destroyed a major part of the entire Pandava army single-handedly in one day. And Bhima with his club, Arjuna with his bow and arrow, Yudhisthira, Sahadeva, Nakula, great warriors, Dhrishtadyumna, all they could do is stand on the side and watch. There was no possibility of even fighting against him. He was too much. They tried, but it's like, you know, throwing a stick into a cyclone.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.